Wow. Welcome back. This is Barbara Robinson from Wish Empower Me Events. It's been a minute, but nevertheless, despite all that's been going on in our world today, still here. And today, I have a very special message for you. It's called Prepare. Get ready. Let's go.
SER Electrical Services, our goal is to deliver total customer satisfaction with excellence in all electrical services that we provide. Our master electrician has over 20 years' experience serving our local area. We've been committed to serving our clients with integrity, competence, quality services, and professionalism. Whether you're remodeling or need a panel upgrade, installing recessed lights or ceiling fans, or perhaps you need a residential generator install, call SER Electrical Services. No job is too big or too small. We work with our clients to bring good things to light. Call SER Electrical Services 240-274-5258. Call today, SER Electrical Services. Again, 240-274-5258.
When the clock struck midnight, I felt like it was going to be one of the best years yet. And up until that moment, everything seemed new, bright. Then January 1 turned to January 31. And January 31 turned to February 20th. And then there was this news about some sort of virus. And it was killing people in nursing homes in Seattle, Washington. Then somewhere around February 20th, you know, time went by and paid a whole lot of attention, but, you know, my ears perked up. February 20th turned to March 8th. And at that point, it seemed like all hell broke loose. And this thing was starting to get labeled a pandemic. But it was only affecting the elderly. It was some sort of flu, they said, with origins from Wuhan, China. China? And washing your hands and for at least 20 seconds with soap and water would kill it off, and using hand sanitizer frequently would keep you protected. They kept telling us on all the news and TV and radio stations and ads and that this thing was now called a coronavirus, and it was killing people all over the world. Not just Seattle, Washington anymore, but it had really become a pandemic, and they were showing these astronomical numbers where people were dying by the thousands a day in cities and states and provinces and countries and villages all across the world. Pause for a moment, if you will, and let's think about this. Not your community, not your city, not your town, not your state, not your region in the United States, or wherever you are from, but the world. Do you understand what that really means? That there is hardly any habitable place in the world that this coronavirus wasn't present. It was killing people. It was affecting their lungs. They weren't really sure what it was, but it was becoming a major health crisis. People were dying from this virus by the hundreds and the thousands all over the world. March seemed like all hell broke loose. Emails flying, sending out mass communications. Meetings were scheduled impromptu to tell people that they should start to work from home. Businesses, restaurants, stores, everything was closing. Literally closing down. I mean, shut down, with signs on the doors and windows that says temporarily closed. Closed due to coronavirus. Close, close, close. Everything. It was like, literally like as though someone said the party was over and it was time to go home. And that's where we all went. Home. Our government seemed to either want to keep it a secret or not quite sure, but they didn't give all the information that we needed at the time. And so by the time March hit, this thing was ravishing our country. And so at this point, it was like the world's light switch was being flipped. It felt like, you know, when you were going to a house party. And I remember we used to have a lot of house parties when I was growing up. And my mom would stand at the top of the steps, you know, those basement parties where you just dance and sneak in alcohol and smoke cigarettes and other things and just have a real party. Well, it felt like that time when my mom stood at the top of the steps and she flipped the light switch twice. And that meant get ready to go because the party is about to be over. Or when you're in the club and they come over the DJ's microphone and they say, last call for alcohol. But this time it wasn't alcohol. It wasn't my mom at the top of the steps flipping the switch, the light switch. It was this virus. It hit without warning and all of a sudden, we came to an unforeseen, unbelievable, inconceivable standstill all around the world. Continent by continent, country by country, state by state, city by city, we were all told to shelter in place like it was a major storm that was rolling through. Daily, the report of people getting infected and dying was jumping expeditiously. Governments start telling people to stay home and practice this thing called social distancing. What the hell is that? Have you ever heard of it? Until now, social distancing. I know I never heard of it. Most people I knew never heard of it. But it rapidly and quickly became a common term. Social distancing. What the hell is this thing? I thought. You know? To date, coronavirus has killed over 500,000 people in this country. And every day on the news, people are dying by the thousands across America, all over the world. And please, please, don't leave your home without wearing now a face mask. And they tell us to wear it at all times. They're building makeshift hospitals. China, where it all started, had built a whole entire hospital in less than 2 months to contain this virus. And all the people who had been infected by this thing. And so then they started calling it COVID-19. What the hell is this thing? We're facing a pandemic and no one knows. No one has an answer. And the way that they talk, they don't even have a clue. So what are we to say? What are we to think? Perhaps God is trying to get our attention. Maybe he was trying to get our attention because we, as humans, were doing the most in the world. Maybe we made the world too corrupt. Maybe our countries no longer have real leadership because maybe they are corrupt. Everything around us is totally messed up. I remember my grandmother, God rest her soul. She used to say, God doesn't like ugly baby. And this, my friends, this is ugly. It's really ugly because it's non-discriminatory. It doesn't affect a particular race, color, age, creed, nationality, or style. It's not isolated to one state, one country, one region. It's worldwide. They say we're under attack. I say, I wouldn't call it an attack. I call it an alert, a warning. They say this is unforeseen, unknown, untamable, highly, highly contagious. And they say it's called COVID-19 because it's the first strand of its kind. And they think it's some sort of flu. But then they decided it's not quite a flu because it turns into pneumonia. But now they really don't know. And they still don't have a clue, in my opinion. But they know that it attacks the body in a way that man has never seen before. It attacks the lungs, and one doctor described it as sucking all the air out of the lungs and starving the body of oxygen, causing all major organs to fail, and fail rapidly. People are going in the hospital on Monday and dead by Friday, or at least 7 days later at best. Quickly killing people so fast that they're using tractor trailer freezer trucks to store the bodies that have filled hospitals to capacity, and they have no room in the morgues, no room at the funeral homes. They're making makeshift graves for people. People can't see their family members while they're sick in the hospital. They've stopped all surgeries, non-elective elective surgeries. They've stopped practically as though no other illnesses exist. Then they realize they have to make room for people with other conditions that are not COVID-19, like cancer patients and mothers having babies and, you know, other regular sicknesses that we have cures and treatments for. So they have to quarantine off parts of the hospital just for COVID-19 patients. This thing is unbelievable, but believable because it's real and it's tearing through the world like a raging fire. Good news is there's a lot of people who have actually recovered. But their recovery takes nearly 30, 45 days. What is this thing? They said it came from a bat and was transmitted to humans. Wow, girl. If a bat can do this much damage, I say we need to get rid of every bat out here. Now, we're learning through different news and medical reports that first it was only affecting, they said, elderly. Then they said it was only affecting older people who were in their 60s with pre-existing health conditions. Then they said, oh my, we're starting to see cases of people in their 20s. Oh my God, there's a 15-year-old who has it and died. Then they started saying, oh, it's only affecting people who have pre-existing health conditions. Churches didn't want to stop having services, so they continued where the whole choirs were getting sick, some even dying from COVID-19, some being put in hospitals for, like I said, over a month, and it started affecting babies, and even some cases were found in animals. What is this thing? So you're saying it came from a bat to a human, now from a human to a dog, from a dog to a cat, from a human to a tiger? What is this thing? And they said it's affecting babies and small children, and it's so terrible because they get not only the fever and affects their breathing and lungs, but they get these horrible rashes. And the scary part is, these are normal, healthy children with no underlying conditions. And then they suddenly die. Oh my God, what is this thing? Is it some sort of chemical warfare? Or is it God getting man's attention to let him know these are signs that soon he will be returning? Will we ever return to normal, we ask? People rush out to try and live or gain some sense of normalcy because they've been in the house for weeks. They've taken to making TikTok and Instagram and Facebook videos. Everyone's Zooming and Skyping and Teaming and families are having family games night via Zoom. Our poor children have no social interaction with anyone other than their parents, because this is new. So we don't know how to interact by social distancing, because we're so close all the time and we didn't even realize how close we were. They said it transmits through droplets. Droplets when you talk, droplets when you sneeze, droplets when you cough. Tiny, tiny droplets. Who knew that a little bit of spit could kill you? So, they put a stop on everything. They are calling these phases phase one, phase two, phase three. Phase one, all non-essential businesses shut down. Phase two, you're limited to going outside, but you must keep your distance from all people. If you do, signs everywhere says wear a mask, stay home, social distance. Have to worry about your family members that still are essential, and they have to go out there and brave this unforeseen, uncontrollable, easily contaminating virus. Every time someone sneezes or cough, you look at them and your neck stretches back, and you take 18 steps back and you grab your pearls and you go, what the f*** just happened? And a fear rises up in you like you've never felt before, and all of a sudden you feel dirty. And you rush home and you take off every piece of clothing you had, and you wash your face, you wash your hair, you wash your body, you brush your teeth, you gargle with Listerine. No one likes Listerine. Not like that. In hopes that you will not become infected. The people of the world have been stopped. But the world itself, it hasn't stopped. It's still moving. The sky is still blue. The clouds are still white. The sun is still shining. The moon is still bright. I've noticed the air is clear, crisper, cleaner. The sky even seems bluer. Quiet still of the night is peaceful. I even see stars glistening in the sky. I can hear the wind blow, even when it's less than 10 miles an hour. They say that's the trees praising God. How beautiful that is. Even see animals running around freely now. Like, really? Like that? birds just a chirping, singing, like, just sounds joyful. They seem to be going places where they couldn't go before, you know, because of people. Because of cars and trucks zooming past in milliseconds. People, noise, everything suddenly went silent. We were in lockdown and sheltering in place. That told you that we didn't know what it was as humans, because we were using terms that would be used in case of war, in case of storms, you know? It was neither of those things. It's an illness. They didn't have a term for that. So they used what they knew. So you start to see people TikTok videos from the youngest to the oldest, every color, creed, nationality, everybody TikToking. And everybody that wasn't TikToking was watching people TikToking and laughing and killing the time. People were cleaning their houses, as they told us, keep it clean. And it's like it was new things for some people and just common for others. It's what we do, right? Wash your hands, really? Y'all weren't washing your hands? Is that part of the problem? Interesting. No one was exempt. No one. Neither young children, teenagers were pranking their parents and their grandparents, and elderly people were making dance videos. It's so cute. Oh, and thank you. Gasoline prices has been at its lowest. Thank you, Jesus. I think the last time gas prices was this low was maybe back in the 70s. I don't know. I have to go back and check the books. But it's a phenomenal thing that's happening now. And it's not necessarily a good thing, but it's not necessarily a bad thing either. Because it slowed us down. And it gave us time to reflect. It gave us time to spend time with our families and get to know them just a little bit more. Some of us, probably more than we want. Right? It even gave some of us time to reflect on the Word of God. And that, my friend, that's a good thing. Some of us even gave our lives to God during this time, because we've suffered a loss, an unimaginable loss, with no time to grieve, no time to heal, because it's rolling like a steamroller, knocking down thousands of people at a time. But yet man is still divided. Man is still vindictive, criminal, evil, unjust, and believing that it could not happen to them. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? This thing has scientists perplexed. They don't have a resolution. They say in a year, maybe two. Can you imagine that? A year, maybe two. They may have a vaccine. You have all these pharmaceutical companies rushing to make a vaccine. Like they can do it overnight. Lies you tell. Until God gives man wisdom, it will not be a cure. Until man gets vindictiveness out of his heart and evilness out of his mind and spirit, this thing will continue. until God says so. See, the smartest people on earth are scratching their heads. Wisdom and knowledge is given to us by something greater than us. I tell my girlfriend all the time, I think we're coming into the end times. Do panic, people. But there's still time left. But hurry up, because it is rapidly approaching. Pay attention to the signs. And we need to pay attention. We need to take heed. And we need to prepare. Our time is running out. Every day that passes, the clock is ticking. And you never know when our Savior is due to return. Because He told us. You'll see signs. But this coronavirus, this is beyond us. It's bigger than us. Nothing any man has ever seen or can compare. So don't take it lightly, but have a light heart and prepare. This is Barbara Robinson from Wish Empower Me Events. I wish you love, peace, and safety.